There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At it tonight on home ice after an opening night loss to the defending Stanley Cup champs, and I have tickets to give away, and I will give those away soon enough. If anybody has a dessert lead, we can get to those before the show ends at 10. This is Zombie from the Twitch chat. Good morning, Zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, so two things. One, we are forming a bowling group for the Apex event in November.
Yes.
Really pumped for that.
In Twitch, you mean?
That is correct.
Okay.
So as of right now, it contains me,
Robin,
a golf course, and Chris.
Are the Twitch people aware that they have to leave their parents' home to go to the event?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
You
can't participate on Twitch. You have to actually be there.
Any chance they can get X-Bear
to come?
It's
not like Wii Bowling.
Oh, yeah. What about X-Bear? Is X-Bear a part of it?
They are not. Okay. And we don't know if they're he or she, but we know they are not as of right now. But it's me, Robin at golf course, and Chris in the truck. Okay? So we were thinking, we need Neil on this team, but we don't know how to get a hold of Neil. So maybe Neil can call the show, but we would like to take care of Neil's spot on the team if we could get Neil on the team.
Oh. Neil's preferred form of communication is Telegram.
Yes.
So if you are able to go to the Western Union later on, and get Neil listens every day, so I'm sure Neil would love to join you. Probably a really good bowler.
Right. Every blue moon, he does call up from the rotary phone.
Yes, he definitely does.
That is correct.
Yes, oh, that's so nice.
Absolutely. He's the best. He's the absolute best. And I know, Greg, we had talked about something charity-wise in the past. I've entered my off season. I am still throwing that offer out there. I would definitely like to raise $10,000 for the Greg Hill Foundation via Twitch, and I'm ready to do like a 3-day event for it. So, you know, we can talk details or whatever,
I'd
really like to help out and do something.
Okay. I would love to. I would love it. Let's
Zombie's
talk about
a good dude.
He is a good dude. And you can participate in the Twitch chat every day should you choose. When you watch this show on Twitch, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and you can do the same on YouTube. Watch the show if you prefer that to listening only. Joe. Throat clear.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Joe.
I'd like to just make a comment regarding all the hype about our new superstar quarterback, May.
Yes.
I'd like to reach back, way back, to a Bill Parcells quote.
Uh-huh.
Goes like this.
Ask not.
I wouldn't want to put him in the Hall of Fame just yet.
Okay.
Ooh. What do you think?
Beautiful.
Love a
As
good,
Courtney beautiful. Said earlier, beautiful
Love
words.
Love a good Bill Parcells quote.
Beautiful words.
I mean, a little quick on the trigger there, Greg. I would have kept him a little longer, but that's just me. Different approach.
dear.
Curtis, it takes all kinds to build a radio audience.
Sure have. You've built many. Just an honor to be part of the building.
Lincoln Log by Lincoln Log.
Wiggy said he has a second lead this morning.
I do.
Okay.
Are we doing that? Or is that, do we play the intro lead or we just get right into it?
We don't have to play the intro. We can get right into
it. All right. So my lead is this. And, you know, I didn't realize when it was, but I was just, as I'm kind of following Major League Baseball now a little bit, I wish the NBA and the NHL would employ the Major League Baseball playoff bracket format. I love first round being the best two out of three. Then I love the divisional round being the best three out of five. And then when you get into the AL and NLCS and World Series, you then get into the seven-game series.
Huh.
I believe the NBA and
NHL auto-adopt that format?
It's
what do you like about
long.
It?
I like that it's more pressure. I like that it's quicker. The series goes by quicker. It's just so long.
I mean, the NBA extends it out with days and days between games.
Right, but even if they don't, it's still so long. And I think the games become, you know, the games are a lot, the intensity level ratchets up when both teams know it's the best two out of three. Like, right in the first round, both teams know, like, all right, so you're getting everybody's best shot.
Yeah.
Same with the best
this
three out of
shocking,
five.
Shocking, but this is a good one from you.
Yeah, I just like.
But they would never do it with the TV networks. These games are valuable money. That's what they pay the big premiums for, is to have more playoff games.
No, I get it, but I think more people would be invested. Think about how many games in, whether it's the NHL or the NBA, especially the NBA, where, like, the first couple of games are blowouts, and you're like, whatever, you're changing it by halftime. The investment by the players, the intensity by the players, just the like, you as a fan being on the edge of your seat, knowing, like...
I think intensity by the players is one thing. I don't think it's going to garner a bigger audience.
Well, I think maybe as fans, we might look and go, okay, our team now, like the Celtics, let's say they get down in the first round, or they would probably get a bye, but let's say they're down, you know.
They do that with the play-in. They've created that type of urgency to get into the playoffs. And with Major League Baseball, they did the one game, and then the networks, as part of a negotiation in the new CBA, they made it a best of three, which I think sucks. But
I love it. I love
it. I'd rather a one-game playoff. They had to go to three because of the TV value.
The play-in does nothing for me.
No.
Has it increased your interest at all?
No.
In the NBA?
In the regular season?
No. Like,
well, I'm a hoop head. But yeah.
That does nothing for me. But it's just, for me, I feel like, as just somebody, you watch this, like, some of these series, they take forever. I don't know. I just like. I wish the NBA and NHL would adopt that. But
this is Coach from New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yeah, I think Wiggy's second take is so spot on. I think his rationale and reasoning and all of that behind it is perfect. Like, more intense games, even early on. Sometimes series in the early rounds go on way too long. And then my second really quick point, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Three NFL teams started rookie quarterbacks. You know who they are. They're a collective 10-5. Why do the Patriots think they're the smartest guy in the room and they're going to have to do it different? Now, I'm very happy that May is finally playing, but did we have to go 1-4? It's ridiculous. Thank you.
It is, when all is said and done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll ever get an answer from anybody, but
no.
It's a weird way to approach it.
It's just stupid.
I think they missed on Jacoby Brissett. I think they thought he'd be better, and that gave them the time to be patient for whatever reason. But I don't think there was a plan. I think the plan became a way to explain it to everybody who said, wait a minute, you said at the end of training camp that one guy outplayed the other and you're not starting him. Why? Mm-hmm. It's because of the plan. Everybody knows about the plan.
And I believe that
I can't tell you what the plan is.
I can tell you what the plan is. It's a stupid Elliott Wolf plan that he had, and he came from Green Bay. And the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers. that was a, we know where Elliot Wolf kind of gets his.
Well, I think the plan started, if there was a plan, when you were going to cheap out and go and get Jacoby Brissett for $8 million rather than, you know, you name, you brought up five guys that you could have, whether it's Joe Flacco or Russell Wilson or like whoever.
Who was the first to bring up the plan, though? Because then when we asked Gerard Mayo about what the plan was, he's like, well, the media really created the plan. It's like, well, no.
But the plan, don't you think the plan was the Elliot Wolf plan out of his playbook?
Yes. Where? Well, that's why I said, who brought it up first?
And I believe it's Elliot Wolf.
Yeah.
Here's the plan. Here's the system that I came from, that I, you know, that I kind of, what do they say, cut your teeth on? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Was the Green Bay system where we had two quarterbacks that sat and it worked for them.
Yeah.
So he now comes to New England and or he's in New England, he gets elevated and he goes, this is the plan that I'm used to and I think is going to work. We're going to do that with Drake May, regardless who the quarters. If they would have brought in Joe Flacco, I'd be saying the same thing.
And Greg, the one thing I love that is off the table is all the people saying this was on purpose, giving the Patriots an out that they were sucking on purpose. Now that you have Drake May in, you know they're going to actually try and win these games.
Yeah.
And they can't fall back on, oh, it was a year rebuild anyway.
This is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. I am glad that Drake May is going to start, but Greg, you are right. The game that he was going to should have started was last week. Now he's starting against the Houston Texans, right? Now let me ask you a question. You know how sometimes you just can't tell what you have unless you really, really know?
Yeah.
What if he goes out there and throws three interceptions? He throws three interceptions, throws 187 yards. This guy has no weapons. There's no help.
Well, it doesn't,
look, you guys, I mean, know who the number.
It's you're stuck.
You guys know who the number one quarterback was in the preseason? It was Mac Jones. The guy had the highest quarterback rating. Look at Justin Fields. He goes to Pittsburgh, even though he might get benched, but he looked a lot better. He had nobody in Chicago. I'm just afraid that this guy. I hope he does well. I really, really do, because that's the only thing we got.
Well,
that's all
yeah,
I got,
I
my
mean,
friend.
I think you're going to see him the entire, barring any kind of injury, the entire rest.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rest of the season, because you can't go back to Jacoby.
Nah.
And I think it was Maya Angelou that said, you don't know what you have until you really, really know.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
This is Scott from Shrewsbury. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. So, I don't know if you guys noticed. I didn't know this factoid even. But, like, you know that movie Major Leagues where, like, the Cleveland Indians really sucked and terrible, but they have that amazing run, right?
Right.
Well, that thing's going on with the Detroit Tigers right now, and it's kind of ironic they're playing Cleveland. Do you know what the Tigers' payroll is for the playoffs?
No.
It's $19 million. Don't let John Henry hear that. $19 million.
Wow.
That is Aaron Judge.
There's no way their payroll is $19 million.
Tigers.
Is that
look it up? I couldn't believe it either. Look it up. I guarantee you, it's actually less. It's 18.3.
Holy guacamole!
So Aaron Judge makes 2x the Detroit Tigers.
Google it.
I'm looking at the Detroit Tigers payroll. It's less 98 million here.
Yeah, it's 111 million, not 11 million.
So why there is a story that says they're the hottest team in baseball and their entire roster costs
maybe
less than 20 million.
Maybe their current, like the players Let's that are see. Playing are
yeah,
20 million.
Yeah, the ones
million.
That are playing, maybe.
Okay. Google it.
All right. Well, this is behind the Wall Street Journal.
Wiggy, pretty good dessert lead.
I'm telling you, man, the energy will be back. Back to the good old days.
I
best
love it.
Two out of three.
All right.
I have a dessert lead.
Well, what?
I have one.
All right, hold on one sec. I just quickly, I'm going to give these Bruins tickets away because Sean didn't remind me at exactly 9:30. Caller number 9 right now, 617-931-0937. A pair of tickets to see the Bruins tonight and the Montreal Canadiens. The Bruins are back at the TD Garden, and there are limited tickets that are still available when you go to Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. But on this show... On us, you will go tonight if you are calling number 9, 617-931-0937. Yes.
Mine is a plug. I would like to plug an event that is coming up.
All right.
We started doing basic brunches this year.
Okay, yep.
Our first one, massive hit. All of them have been massive hits. They sell out. We're running it back to Strega for the final one of the year.
Okay.
November 3rd.
Uh-huh.
The Pats have the Titans that day. You can pregame with us at 10 a.m. in the North End.
Yes.
This is, and you know, I know he hates celebrating or having any attention on himself, but I guess it is celebrating Greg Hill's birthday. He doesn't want to talk age.
I hate the age thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you get old, you don't really like birthdays.
Says the guy who is doing basic brunch as one, and there's another party for him.
I do not like the age part. I don't like.
You like a birthday, though.
I like a birthday. I like a brunch. So when does that go on sale?
Goes on sale today at 10 a.m. Okay. I need to say this again. It will sell out.
Yeah. It's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal.
Like you could do tables of 4, tables of 6.
The food is unbelievable.
Yeah. The food's included. Yep. You get appetizers for the table. You get brunch entree. You get all the stuff.
Right.
And we had a blast when we did. Yep. This was the first one at Strega in the North End.
This was the Germany game.
So we're back.
Yes.
That's what brought me to brunch.
Yeah.
That's what brought me to brunch. Turned me into a basic brunch bitch now. Yep. So.
And Shime, are you going to go off diet for this one?
Dibble dabble a little bit, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. So November 3rd is the day, but the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get to meet Johnny Bott there.
Is Johnny Bott coming?
Oh, Johnny Bott's always
He came last time.
Okay. Yeah.
TheGregHillFoundation.org?
Yes.
That's how you do that.
Yep. And you can follow NextGen, Greg Hill Foundation, NextGen on Instagram. They have tickets. I'm going to share it on mine as well.
All right. And you know, always, I always want to make sure I say this. No gifts, please.
Oh.
I have everything I want. No, it is my birthday.
Not a gift guy?
No gifts, please.
What about like big gifts? When I say big gift, like Rolex.
I mean, if you want to do that, then I would
a free car.
I would accept if that is what you and Mrs. Wiggins are.
I'm saying like your real wealthy friends, because I just saw like Sexy Red just got Kodak Black got Sexy Red a brand new Ferrari because she brought him on tour with him. So
very nice gift.
And yeah, in the world of celebrities.
Well, like
and football,
Ernie got Greg that nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's true.
Has that been
for the 50th anniversary
yet?
Of the show? Nope, that is still corked and ready to go for a special occasion.
Well, I got a birthday coming up. Bentley would be nice.
You have a big birthday coming up.
Yeah.
You got to do something for that.
Well, 60?
The nifty, 50. The fitty. 50 cent.
I was talking to Talina. I'm thinking maybe a surprise party.
That's whatever.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, you won't know.
I'll be surprised.
That would be like us telling you what happens to Opie.
Don't. Please stop. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't want
to. Now I know that something happens to him.
Greg is going to do it. I can feel it.
Also, Greg watched Sons of Anarchy.
No, someone probably texted him, and it's so mean when you do something like this.
Excuse me. Go to Twitch immediately. Go to YouTube immediately.
Uh-oh.
Look who's here. James is here.
He's in the building.
Curtis, what is James doing here? Jack.
Hello.
Oh, I want James to say, James.
James. Say hi, Greg.
Hi,
Greg. Hi, James. James, would you like some peanut butter crackers? James loves peanut butter crackers at Granite Links or any other place where you can get them.
All right. He's like, let me down.
The kid demolished.
We'll get him ready for the next segment.
Back to back, when we were there for the Numb Nuts Invitational, back to back full packs of the peanut butter crackers. You know, the off brand, not the Ritz ones, but I bought the off brand.
Nice. Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Frugal move.
Yes. All right, we'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.